Hello, this is Moses Stolzfus. I would like to share with you this week some of the last words of Jesus. And then maybe later in the week, we might go into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not sure what all we'll get into, but today I would like to stir your hearts and your minds a bit with the last words of Jesus in Matthew 28:16. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." Now these were the 11 disciples, and it says some doubted. "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, remember, these are the last words of Jesus, as recorded there in Matthew 28. And it says that Jesus told them, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." And so what are we doing about that? Are we teaching all nations? And it says, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." And what are we doing about the baptism? And I'd just like to today stir your mind a little bit in these things, and maybe later on I'll come back and look at some more details. But then it says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, what about teaching them to observe all things? What's he talking about there? See, he says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And as Jesus was here on this earth, walking on this earth with the disciples, there were many things that he gave to, spoke to the disciples, many commandments that he gave. And so he is talking to the disciples here, and he's saying that we are to go and to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and then to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And that's really talking about making disciples, baptizing them, and teaching them. Teaching them to observe the commandments of Jesus. So, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing with the commandments of Jesus? What are we doing with the last words that Jesus gave to us? Are we diligently following those last words and being obedient to them? So I'd like to look at Mark 16:14 now. And as we go through these, I would like you to make a note. If you have a pen, paper and pencil, I'll just give you the verses that I'm reading here today. Matthew 28:16, starting in 28:16 to the end of the chapter, and then Mark 16:14, and go through verse 20. I think that's the end of the chapter there also, and then in Luke 24:45 to 53. And so let's read now Mark 16:14. It says, "Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen." Now here he was kind of scolding the 11 apostles there. And because upbraided means to give a sort of a scolding to them, and he was talking to them about their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now I wonder, what would Jesus say to us today? You know, it says here that he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Do you think he would, if he would sit down with us, even now, today, what would he have to say to us? Would he say, would he scold us also for our hardness of heart? Because we do not believe. We do not believe him like we're supposed to. And you know, later on we'll talk, we'll read about miracles and many different things that, well, let's go on and read these things. It says here in Mark, going on in Mark 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And again, the last words of Jesus. So I would encourage you to just take these verses and study them this week. And, you know, maybe you could even give me a call and let me know if they were a blessing to you or what you learned. Maybe you're, as you study them, you will learn even more than what I will be bringing to you this week. And but there's a lot in these verses, and I hope that I can go into more detail then later on. Probably for today, it will mostly be reading these verses. In Luke 24:45, it says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising him, praising and blessing God. Amen. You know, well, not sure how much to go into here today, but I just was really blessed with these last words of Jesus, and I would just encourage you, study these words. You know, the last words of a person before he dies, do we not look back on them and say, oh my, they were precious words. And here was Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, our God, our Father. He, just before he went into heaven, he gave us these words that I just read. And so, And the different Gospels, of course, have a different, little bit of different rendering of the words, but they basically are saying the same things. He wants us to be active in the work of God. He wants us to share the Gospel, share the good news as we go. We really need to be diligent and faithful, because these were the last words before Jesus went into heaven. Now, there is another word that Jesus gave, and that's in Revelations And maybe you could look that up, and maybe we'll get into that later on this week. I'm not sure. But there's another word that Jesus spoke there in Revelation. And so hopefully we'll have a time to take a look at that. Well, I think our time is about up for today. If we could just close in prayer today. And I would just like to bless you and praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for saving us. And thank you for these wonderful last words that you have given us. And I pray that as we go through this week, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, give us grace, Lord, to look at some of these things in more depth, that your name can be exalted and glorified. And Father, that these people could be that are listening could be encouraged and strengthened, and Lord, that they might learn to walk with you, and to that they might have a deeper understanding of your will for their lives. And Father, today we just commit everything into your hand and trust that your will may be done. And I pray that you would be with me as I continue to search your word and continue to bring your word to our listeners, Lord. And we just thank you for it all. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful and beautiful day.